This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Alrighty, glad you're with us here, kicking off hour number two on this Thursday morning. Our tour around the SEC started today with Gordy Rush of the LSU Radio Network. We'll continue it later on today, profiling Arkansas and Florida. But you know what we do at 8:05 on Thursdays? We check in with our man Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. He joins us on our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Guest Hotline. Good morning, Rodney. How you doing today?
Good morning, John and Barry. Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. Wanted to get things started with, of course, A-Day on Saturday, wrapping up spring practice. Anything really catch your eye? Any big takeaways from what you saw on Saturday afternoon?
Well, there's a lot of things that kind of crossed my mind. I guess I'll start in a strange place, but it's something that Alabama fans have kind of been concerned about for a while, and that would be Skylar DeLong averaged nearly 48 yards a punt on six punts. How about that?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, is the concern because they punted so much, or?
Well, they'll figure out something to be concerned about, as you know, John.
Sure.
Barry. But no, I thought he did a fantastic job on those six punts. Last year he came in very highly regarded, number one, or certainly one of the top punters in the country coming out of high school, and then he struggled with stage fright a little bit. But I thought he looked very poised out there on Saturday, delivered some really nice punts. But also by the same token, I thought Will Reichard, the freshman from Hoover, who is probably more of a place kicker, but also a talented punter, he averaged 42 yards on his punts, and then he had a 43-yard field goal. So, and I know Joseph Bulova struggled a little bit. He was one of three, I think, on his field goal attempts. But so I think there's some promise with the kickers.
Well, that's a bright spot because, boy, how many springs have we gone? Whew, what's going on with that place kicking up there in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, it is. I think that, you know, again, I think it's going to be interesting as we go into August camp, you know, see how these scrimmages in August go. And then hopefully some of these kicking issues that they've had will be ironed out.
The work done in the spring at Alabama, we've talked about it every week, so there's nothing new about some of the things you're saying. When you go over the summer workouts and all of that, where are any of the questions that remain? The biggest questions, I should say, because I know there are some. What are the ones for fans to focus on in their constant summer conversations about the Crimson Tide?
Well, I think, you know, first you start on defense. I mean, you know, basically you have a Pete Golding, a first-year defensive coordinator. You have Carl Scott back for his second year, and the rest of the guys are new. Sal Sinceri, Charles Kelly, Brian Baker on the defensive line. So I think really when you look defensively, you hope those guys like Terrell Lewis get healthy. I think there's a lot of talent up front defensively. I think we saw that on Saturday. We saw some young guys flash, DJ Dale, Justin Aboibi, Christian Barmore, along with the guys that started. DJ Dale, true freshman, did work with the ones. And then some of the older guys been around, LeBron Ray, obviously, and some others. But I think the real key to me, you've got Dylan Moses inside. At inside backer, we've talked about that. And then who else? You know, is one of these guys going to step up? Josh McMillan, Shane Lee, who I thought flashed some on Saturday, the true freshman, Jalen Moody, who had a pick six, Markel Benton, who's been around a while, was a very highly touted player coming out of high school. You know, which one of these guys is going to step up? True freshman coming in, Christian Harris, who I thought was the most athletic linebacker in the entire 2019 class that I saw. Other than that, I mean, you look in the secondary, they seem to be loaded back there with a lot of high-quality players, which, by the way, I thought if you watched on Saturday, the way they challenged those really talented Alabama receivers, I thought that the DBs showed really well. So that was a very promising sign. On the offensive side, I just think they have to continue to get that offensive line worked out. I know they want to run with more power. And I'll tell you the one thing that stood out to me, guys, and we'll move on after this, but to your next question. But listen, I think that when you look at those running backs, they've got to have somebody that brings some juice. I mean, that Josh Jacobs not having him, a guy who can add that, you know, quickness, that speed, that ability to, you know, kind of pop the big one. I think they need that. And again, I understand Najee Harris and Brian Robinson didn't have a lot of room to move on Saturday, but I think they need somebody who can really bring that juice. Is it going to be Jerome Ford? We'll see. Trey Sanders is coming in, a highly touted freshman, number one back in the country. He's got that kind of ability. Keelan Robinson out of Washington, D.C. is a do-it-all type player, kind of in the Jacobs mold. Somebody's got to bring that, I think.
Man, that's interesting because, you know, obviously a lot of people are excited about the running back position, but the way you phrased that, bringing some juice, some pop, is it because maybe are these guys not as quick or as fast maybe as they need to be? Go into that a little bit more if you would, Rodney.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about a couple of guys at 230-pound sledgehammer types, you know, now that, you know, do they have some ability in the open field? Absolutely. But when you're talking about a guy that just is elusive, you know, can make people miss and is quick to the hole, you know, you don't see that as much from Brian Robinson and Najee Harris. They're downhill runners, no question about that. You look at Trey Sanders, for example. He's a guy that he can take it the distance. He's 220 pounds, but he has some elusiveness to him. He's a guy that returned punts in high school. You know, did those types of things. Keelan Robinson, very, very versatile player with a lot of quickness, a lot of speed. I just thought, even when we saw Chidarius Townsend get in the game, number 12, if you remember watching it, he had a couple of runs where, you know, he's a guy they just kind of moved from slot receiver. Very good athlete, very quick, very elusive. And you could just kind of see it was like a light switch when he carried the ball had gone off. You know, you saw a little bit of, you know, you saw a little bit of that electricity.
Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. Can you give us an idea of the value of A-Day on Saturday in terms of recruiting?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't hear as much buzz, you know, post A-Day on the recruiting, to be honest with you. Don't necessarily mean that's a negative thing. I think that once again, you're going to see this new staff continue to evaluate a lot of players. I don't think that they necessarily want to load up with their commitments right now because you've got the spring evaluation period that just started. You've got the camps coming up in June that they really want to be able to eyeball these kids. But there were some, you know, top guys. I mean, obviously, Reggie Grimes was there. He's a five-star outside backer. I mean, obviously, they would take commitments from guys like him. The number one receiver in the country, Julian Fleming out of Pennsylvania, was there. He had a great visit, went really well. But, again, he's being highly recruited, and it's going to be a while before some of these guys make their decisions. Chris Braswell is a five-star outside backer that is committed to Alabama. He was there. But there's a guy that was there, for example, Kyle Edwards is a three-star running back out of Destrehan, Louisiana. And, you know, I could see Alabama taking more guys like him. And what I mean by that is this. He's a three-star right now. You know, Alabama fans are used to, you know, the staff basically in the past is waited on guys to kind of – you've had four-star, five-star type guys that they would take – early and maybe a hold off a three-star guy like this maybe till later. But I'll tell you this, by the time we get to the end of the process, he'll be a much more highly rated player. So I do think that maybe the recruiting will change a little bit, John and Barry. You might see Alabama go more to a, for lack of a better way of putting it, a Dabo-type model. And I don't mean that they won't. You know, Dabo Swinney signed 15 three-stars last year, I think it was. Now, I don't think you'll see Alabama sign anything near that. So I want to be clear about that. But I do think that you'll see Alabama look for guys that will really fit and kind of have that extra something special. that want to be here and not looking, you know, to just come here to make that quick jump.
Rodney, one thing that I noticed on Saturday, there's no doubt that Tua is a great quarterback, going to be the starter of the whole deal. And it's kind of maybe not even fair to say, well, you know, the next guy in line, not even close. But I think that's probably pretty accurate. The next guy in line is not close. And that's not a knock against him because there's a lot of starters out there that aren't even close. But your thoughts about the backup situation, is Mac Jones, even with all this talent on this team and all this depth and all these skill position players, could Mac Jones lead Alabama to a playoff?
Well, to be honest with you, and this is not, I want to be clear, I'm not knocking Mac Jones. I mean, it's, as you know, there's very few backup quarterbacks that could probably do that. You know, Jalen last year might have been able to do it, obviously, because of his experience. And, you know, when he was thrown in there, he showed up, you know, against Georgia. So you're losing a high-quality guy that was the backup, now going to be this, probably the starter at Oklahoma. So that's a big drop-off, to answer your question. So it's very difficult because Mac Jones has very little experience. Now, I will say this. He had an outstanding spring last year. And then I thought when he got on the field, he struggled a little bit with anxiety, it appeared to me. He was a little overwhelmed, which is not necessarily unusual for a young player. But I'll say, John, I really was impressed, John and Barry, with Talia Tagovailoa. Some of the throws that he made on those quick slants, how quickly he got the ball out of his hand. I thought he got it out extremely quickly, very accurate with those throws. And then, of course, he had the bad throw that Eddie Smith picked off. But that throw he made when he was flush to his left and made the throw about a 35-yard dart to Jalen Waddle in the side of the end zone, that was an incredible throw.
Yeah, that was my next question I was going to ask. From what you saw about him, he's not just a legacy. That kid can play, right?
No, I think so. I mean, the way he moves around, obviously he's not the biggest guy.
Yeah.
But the way he moves around and that arm strength and his ability, I mean, he's just going to have to harness it all and, you know, be able to kind of learn the system, read coverages, make smart decisions, all of those things. And I think Paul Tyson, too, I mean, when you look at him, he's got the tools. I mean, the height, all of the things you look at.
Right.
And I know he had that pick six, but he's a guy that I think, and we've talked about this, you know, he's going to need, like most quarterbacks coming out of high school, a little development. You probably won't recognize him in a year or so, I mean, once he gets comfortable.
Well, this is good information from Rodney Orr, as always, Tider Insider at TiderInsider.com. Now, Rodney, A-Day is over with, you know, the summer workouts, which are always just such a grind, and then, you know, the season starts in late August. But for the Bama fan out there, between now and then, there is still so much content at TiderInsider.com through this summer. People don't need to sleep on that. They need to get involved in it right now. How do they do it?
TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address there to send a check. And that'll give you all of the premium information, but also the forums where, again, we're still talking a lot about basketball. So
yeah,
the fans are. But the football stuff will pick up as we move towards the summer and then the summer camps for recruiting.
Man, it certainly will, and it is the one location to go, TiderInsider.com, with Rodney Orr with all of the latest information, football, recruiting, basketball, all of the spring sports. And you always mention that message board, Rodney. Boy, there's some great content there as well.
Yeah, it's very entertaining, I'll tell you.
Yes,
no question about that. And they're, like I said, they are discussing a lot of basketball still, the coaching staff, Nate Oates putting that staff. They put the staff together and all of that stuff. It's free-flowing right there on TiderInsider.com.
Hey, thank you so much, Rodney. We'll talk again next week.
I look forward to it, John and Barry. You guys take care.
Thank you, buddy. On our Quick Lane Tire and Auto guest hotline.